Hi, this is a dictation for Tawana Thomas, T-A-W-A-N-A-T-H-O-M-A-S. Tawana Thomas, date of service is 9-6-2022. Her date of birth is 9-24-91. And the date of accident is 2-7-2021. Tawana Thomas reports that she caught COVID 3 months ago, and because of which she was very severely sick. She went to Providence Hospital, who treated her inpatient, and she was unable to visit for the last 3 months. The patient is now okay, and her COVID has become better. She reports only one problem, which is numbness and tingling in the third, fourth, and fifth finger, which is almost numb continuously in the left side. She also has a slight pain in the left shoulder. Other than that, no neck pain or mid-back or lower back pain is reported. These issues are affecting her 9 on a scale of 1 to 10, and they're constant. There's no more radiation of pain to the left thigh, and her pain in the lower back is now completely better after the injections that she received. The ADLs are affected 9 on a scale of 1 to 10, and she reports 80% relief in the pain with the current pain management protocol. She has not taken any pain medication last 2 months. Her ADLs are not reported affected beyond 5, and in system review, there's no headaches, dizziness, vertigo, vision disturbance, double vision, ear ringing, fainting, blackouts, and there's no difficulty sleeping, fatigue, tension, weakness, seizures, loss of balance, loss of equilibrium. And patient denies any lack of focus, lack of concentration, confusion, disorientation, or loss of memory. Further, she has no anxiety, depression, panic. In the pain and numbness, patient reports numbness of the left hand and some pain in the left shoulder. Other than that, there are no issues. In GI, no nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, constipation, digestive problem, incontinence of the bowel, stomach, and blood, and stool trouble, swelling. In the GU, there is no incontinence of the urine, frequency, painful urination, or blood in the urine. In respiratory, there is asthma, but there is no difficulty breathing, chest pain, coughing, shortness of breath. In last 30 days, patient reports that there are no changes in the pain level, and there is no change in the medical history, except that she had a COVID 3 months ago. But in last 30 days, she has been doing good. No surgical history, or hospitalization, weight loss, or any other trauma. Current pain medications are none. Substance abuse none, compliance history, patient is fully compliant to the pain medication regimen. The physical examination reveals that the blood pressure is 141 over 101 and pulse is 94, pulse ox is 100. The rest of the physical examinations from the previous visit of 6-2-2022, dictation number is 0602-066. With the following differences in the findings. Please mention that general review is the same, and in the musculoskeletal examination, the range of motion of cervical spine is completely normal, and lumbar spine is also completely normal as mentioned there in the previous exam. The maneuvers to identify reproduce the pain, the cervical spine, thoracic spine, lumbar spine are all negative as mentioned in the previous. In the sacroiliac joint also is non-tender, standing flexion test is negative, iliac compression test is negative, distraction test negative. Faber test and Gonsalon test are negative and Trendelenburg sign is negative. In the extremities except for the left shoulder, rest of the extremities are completely normal. And the patient is able to raise her arm up to 150 degrees of abduction, beyond which some pain is present in the front and back of the shoulder and the deltoid area. Although the muscle strength is now normal, Hawken candidate test was negative, empty beer can test is negative, near test, speed test is negative, drop arm test was negative. In the hand and wrist examinations from the previous visit, where tunnel signs, palin signs are positive, and compression test, carpal tunnel test are positive, and the rest of the wrist is completely normal and hand without any swelling, deviation, muscle atrophy, and no ulcer, wound, or fractures. The color of the skin is normal and sensations are intact, reflexes are normal, normal range of motion for both wrist and hand is actually completely normal. Gait is normal. The diagnosis is from the previous visit, and the plan is to give an injection to the left median nerve to bring her help for the numbness that she is complaining of, secondary to a carpal tunnel. And number two, no medications are being provided. However, she can continue her medications, which are Celebrex, Lyrica, Tramadol, Lunesta, Acifex, and Lidocaine patch that we provided previously. And she can continue seeing neurology, Dr. N. Verma, and neuropsych, Dr. Sivich. In addition, her MAPS have been reviewed, labs have been reviewed, and they are found to be in compliance. Thank you.